Want to watch the music videos as we review them? Head to vimeo.com/headfullofradio. The video reviews will be released in sync with the podcast.
Welcome to Head Full of Radio, where a longtime Radiohead fan goes through the whole recorded discography alongside his friend, who's only familiar with the song Creep. Will we agree on the songs? Can I convert him into a fan? Let's find out.
Welcome back to
Head Full of Radio.
I can't even remember this name of this fucking thing. It's right up there on the top of the thing.
Come on, Floyd.
Sorry. We have another special episode. We're chasing the video. Today we are doing the Stop Whispering video. Now, Chase, welcome back.
Welcome. Thanks again for having me.
My pleasure. There are a lot of videos that Radiohead seems to kind of not consider real videos, or they don't have them on their official YouTube. So these ones aren't going to be as popular because I don't even actually remember seeing this video when I was younger. So I don't know how popular it was. I don't know how much it was played in Canada or the United States. So I'm like 99% sure I haven't seen this whole thing, and I'm pretty sure you've never seen it. This is the second song from their first album that had a video. It's called Stop Whispering, and it's a different version than the album. So Nico is going to have a different experience because he knows the song, but it sounds different.
Yes, hello everyone.
Okay. Little bonus track.
Yeah, they do this quite a bit. Every now and again, they re-record a new version for some reason.
I like this song, so I'm going to be sensitive about this.
Here we are. Stop Whispering.
Go!
Oh, I don't like that. Lots of...
A very bad start to the video. It just makes me feel not very comfortable.
Yeah.
But the background's kind of jolly. In a way. Again, just weird angles.
Yeah.
It's like I'm screwing.
I kind of dig this, like... Yes. I kind of like this corner thing.
Is that a microphone he's got in front of him?
That's what it looks like, yeah.
It looks like a spider as well.
Look, there's Ed with the same t-shirt.
Yeah, there's a lot of imagery that's just not the most comfy.
It's true.
Like spindly, like prickly stuff.
No one looks happy ever.
It's the 90s, man. No one ever looked happy back then. See that guy there?
Yeah.
He always wears the same white shirt that's open. Like, he did it in the Creep video, and he's wearing it here again.
But good. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's what my mom always told me.
I wonder if they're going to get more comfy as the video goes along.
What do you think they're in? Because it looks like a...
It's like a scrapyard, right? But also, yeah. It looks like there's like a bomb or something.
Yeah, is it a bomb shelter?
Yeah.
Yeah, this looks like a some sort of almost facility where something used to happen.
Man, that is an extremely 90s aesthetic, though.
It really is. Look at the bass player keeps flipping his hair every time you see him.
Oh.
Do you hear the violins there, Nico? Or the other guitar?
Yes.
It's good, but jarring than the original?
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate it, so that's good.
Oh, he's actually almost getting the full suit on. Took him the whole video.
And then there are bees.
I'm sure they're probably trying to upset me, but like the camera angles are irritating me. So what were you going to say, Chase?
Two songs in, and it's a lot more subdued sound-wise than I, in my head, had, like, for some reason I had in my head this was going to be, like, some extremely, like, overt rock.
Yeah, that was my initial
vibe. It's a lot too. More, like, relaxed, and I vibe with it a lot. I'm pleasantly surprised with the way this stuff sounds.
How are you feeling, Nico? You know this song sounding different at the end here, too.
I don't mind, because I am sort of visually being stimulated, because I'm just like, what is going on? but, like, they haven't messed good with point. It too much. Like, it is different, but it's not like, what have you done to my baby different.
Like that other song
I'm still upset earlier. About that. We provide it, so that was just really weird.
Man, you know that it's probably a pain to take on and off. Those, like, diving suits are so heavy. Oh, yeah,
that doesn't look trivial.
What are they doing?
I think that just sums this all up.
Not lifting properly. Terrible form.
Are those bees?
They don't look like bees.
Those are ants. I think the other ones are bees.
So... there we are. That was the Stop Whispering video by Radiohead. How are we feeling about that one, friends?
I like that more than Creep.
It's a bit more artistic.
So what would you give it on a scale of Colin to Tom?
Can I see the scale again? I already forgot who
it is. It in a theoretical channel.
Yes, we have an Excel spreadsheet for those who are listening. I'll just cut that part out.
So again, is Chase getting to vote on, like, the whole experience, or is he voting, like...
I'm going to watch Culture.
This is our normal thing. I think we'll vote on the experience instead of just the song or the video.
I kind of want to give it, as crazy as it sounds, and maybe this might be a thing where my early ratings are, like, inflated a little bit because I'm still trying to, like, you know, figure out where I enjoy things in comparison to other things that they made. Mm-hmm. But I want to give this a Johnny.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, that's not Johnny. It is. Now, did you like the song as well, or do you think they fit well together?
I do. I think the only thing that is preventing it from being higher is the fact that
there were bees.
It was the music video was almost so unique that it made it so I almost didn't listen to the lyrics.
yes.
As weird as that sounds, I was so distracted by and, like, entranced by the video that, like, I just literally didn't listen to what the song was saying at all, which is, like, I guess props to the video for being interesting to watch, but, like, also not props because then I didn't actually listen to the song. In terms of outside of the just, you know, audio, the, you know.
Right, every, right.
Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say.
I do, yeah.
So, it was really entrancing, but to a fault. And that's kind of where my things land right now.
Thank you. That's a fantastic review. Nico, are you going to give this one a call in?
I am, because I hate it. No, I'm joking. no, I am 100% with Chase on everything that I just heard. Like, even before you gave your score, early spoilers, I'm giving it a Johnny as well. But I agree, like, as much as I liked the video, it didn't quite fully marry up with what I think of the song to be in my mind. Like, and again, as you say, it kind of, because they don't match up, kind of picking one or the other, and because there's so much visual stimuli going on, you're focusing on the video and kind of taking the song in a bit less, because, like, they don't kind of fully coexist in my mind. They kind of felt a bit separate. So I enjoyed the song and I enjoyed the video, but, like, it wasn't like a perfect marriage in my mind that just made it all, like, you know, chef's kiss, but it was good. So, Johnny.
Okay, thank you. I am going to not follow along with you guys. I'm going to give this a lower score. I don't like that re-recorded version of Stop Whispering. I think it's the original track is a lot more better. It's kind of warmer and sweeter. And I also think I seen this video around the time it came out and had just been such a fan of Creep, I don't think I would have followed Creep with this one, just based on my experience as a fan. So I'm going to go 1.5. Ooh. Yeah.
That is, you know what? I respect it.
We have different views of how this band is coming across to us, right? Like, Chase, you are completely new. Nico's been doing this for months. And I've, you know, I came on just after Creep came out. So, yeah, as a longtime fan, I'm like, meh. But that's why this is so fun.
We go, the divergence of our ratings, right? Has begun.
Yes. Yes, it has. Well, thanks, everybody. I will see you again real soon. Thanks, Chase.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. This was good.
This podcast is recorded over Discord and produced by me, Floyd. The introduction and exit music is a cover of Radiohead's Separator, and is available on all streaming services under the band name Lift. Find us on Instagram @HeadFullOfRadio.